Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. As Christmas Day unfolds across the globe today, Nagaland too is embracing the occasion with a blend of religious reverence and festive spirit. Towns and villages alike are aglow with decorative lights, and homes are adorned with Christmas decorations as people commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's hear from our correspondent on how the celebrations are taking shape in the state.
In Nagaland, Christmas is being marked by deep religious devotion as citizens commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. On Christmas Eve, many churches held evening and midnight masses with prayer session ushering in the spirit of the joyous day. The sounds of bells ringing and carols filling the air echo the praise of Lord Jesus as worshippers gather in solemn reverence. This morning, congregations of different denominations are gathering in churches for community worship and prayer across the state, dressed in their finest attire and singing hymns of praise. Delectable feasts are being prepared to regale the Naga spirit and partake in traditional community feasts. Exchange of greetings and gifts and visits to friends and dear ones are marking the celebration, while some are expressing goodwill by visiting the less privileged. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nephew Rio have greeted the people of the state on the occasion. Akashvani News Kohima also wishes all our listeners a joyous Merry Christmas. The President and Vice President have greeted citizens on the eve of Christmas. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. The President said, "This festival inspires us to foster unity and peace." The President expressed hope that in this season of peace, the forces of trust and forgiveness will be strengthened around the world, bringing people closer to each other. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity. The Vice President added that the teachings of Christ, particularly relevant in contemporary times, remind the people of the fundamental importance of empathy, understanding and mutual respect among all citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Viksit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset, which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He expressed his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders today in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the theme, Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. The nation is observing Good Governance Day or Sushasan Diwas today to commemorate the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. This day was established in 2014 to foster awareness among the Indian people for promoting accountability in government. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. In an event in New Delhi, he outlined key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Dr. Singh emphasized the government's commitment to transparency, innovation and people-centric policies that have redefined the meaning of governance in India. The Ministry of Communications has said that over a 90% reduction has been witnessed in the number of spoofed international calls from Indian numbers in 2 months since the launch of the International Incoming Spoofed Calls Prevention System in October this year. In the latest reports of December 2024, the spoofed calls identified and blocked with Indian numbers have now dipped to about 6 lakhs from 1.35 crore. The Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has advised citizens to show caution with respect to answering calls from unfamiliar international numbers that do not start with +91 and claim to be from government authorities of India. The ministry added that for those who have already lost money or been victims of cybercrime, the incident should be immediately reported at the cybercrime helpline number 1930 or the website www.cybercrime.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.